Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I just don't think the Patriots football part has anything to do with this.
You don't draw conclusions until you have all the information.
We want to take our time. We'll make a decision based off the facts that we've got.
Dale Arnold.
They got to manufacture offense.
Just get it out of your mind right now. There's no fixing it.
Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water?
No!
Rich Keefe.
Chime that you're the only person who cares as much about Tennessee as you do.
But really, we got to talk about the actual greatest quarterback. The one true GOAT.
It is the Tennessee!
Dale and Keith, middays.
Oh, boy.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. A couple of quick football notes, if I may.
You may.
Julian Edelman is at practice today. He wasn't yesterday. Isaiah Wynn is not at practice today.
What? Did they give a reason?
Just said
he's absent.
We'll get the injury report later.
Is he sick still? Are they still sick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got a little bit of the sick last time. You've been hanging out with the Patriots, by the way?
I have
not. Is that
not
your problem?
No. We were down there Monday.
You know what?
There
That's
you go.
What it is. Did we interview Marcus Cannon this week?
We did not.
No, okay.
We weren't allowed.
Right.
And they had a conference call with Bengals coach Zach Taylor a little while ago.
Yeah, John Anderson listened to all of it yesterday. He said it was riveting.
Well, there's a new...
Fresh one, John.
He was asked five questions.
That's it?
About the videotaping stuff.
Oh, well, five on that. Okay.
Five for five. No comment.
Did he plead the fifth?
He just said,
one, two, three,
no
four,
comment.
Fifth!
Yeah, no comment.
He should have. Well, so they must have told him, don't say a word. It's a league thing or whatever. Because remember, he had the no comment on Monday. But he was like, yeah, the league's looking into it. No comment. You're like, well okay. That's a comment. But anyway, Zach Taylor. Trying to build this rivalry between the Bengals and the Patriots.
Is there a rivalry?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
He's got something to build on.
Spygate 2, though, that's how you start a rival, is you can't beat the Patriots, so you need to accuse them of cheating.
Whatever it
takes.
Then
that's a rivalry.
We mentioned the Bruins, who play tonight in Tampa against the Tampa Bay, the very good Tampa Bay Lightning, despite what their record will tell you.
The record's not there. The talent is.
They got a lot of talent.
Piece it together.
And the Celtics are also back in action tonight.
Yes.
They are home against Philadelphia. With or without Al Horford, we're not sure.
Mm-hmm. Questionable. Al Horford's questionable. But they lost last night after a four-game winning streak. They lost in Indiana. Gordon Hayward, Dale, this poor guy, he gets whacked in the face. I thought he broke his nose when I saw it in real time. Doug McDermott, threw his hand up.
Or at least the concussion protocol.
Smashed him in the mouth. Yeah, he's like, no. They literally said after the game, no concussion symptoms. But Hayward said he said
his eyes
and
were watering.
He's like, I got all these headaches, and I was dizzy, and I couldn't see. They're like, good news is no concussion. And you're like, it sounds like he has a concussion. But he got whacked in the nose, face, whatever, didn't finish the game. Jaylen Brown fouled out of the game. Kemba Walker had a 44-point night, and they lose to a pretty good Pacer team. And this is back-to-back nights where they're playing really big teams. You know, the Pacers have Miles Turner and Sabonis. The Sixers obviously have the biggest starting lineup since the Monstars. So they're going up against both of those. We'll see that they actually out-rebounded them, though, last night.
Our first Monstars reference
first,
of the week.
But not our last. And you know what? You know who I found circling the halls here?
Wandering the hallways.
Our own Celtics writer here for WEEI.com, Nick Fryer. He also has the 5 Out podcast on the WEEI family of podcasts. Nick, how are you?
I am doing very well, thanks, Keith. I actually don't have a bed to sleep in, so usually I stay in the back office when everybody leaves.
Yeah, usually we like to keep him away, but we said, you know what, we're going to talk a little Celtics. Let's bring him in. First of all, when you saw Gordon Hayward get smacked in the mouth, what do you think?
I mean, this guy can't catch a freaking break. At the same time, you thought he broke his nose. I thought he got hit in the face. I mean, you should be fine. It didn't seem like it was that
but
much.
But McDermott's a big fella. He clubbed him there with the hands.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It didn't look that hard to me. He just can't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Glass. I don't know.
Yeah. Fryer calling him soft.
Yeah, see, a little bit.
Sounds
like a headline for EI.com.
All right, get out.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're done. Come on. This guy shattered his ankle. What do you want from him?
Just a little bit. I mean, it is weird. That's all. I mean, it's a justifiable injury, and I do wonder if he has a concussion still. Dizziness, blurry vision,
headaches. Those are literally all the things.
Yes.
Like, what more do you want from him?
I don't know. You've been concussed a few times, right? I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. No big deal. Now, the big man issue for the Celtics, I feel like since the start of the season, it's been a discussion about can they get by with Daniel Theis, Enes Kanter, the Time Lord who was out, Taco, if they bring him up for me, like those guys, and specifically against a team like tonight in Philadelphia, who I think they proved on opening night was just too big for him.
Yeah, Marcus Smart stepping up and playing like an actual big has been huge, but they need to add a guy. I mean, and it's not, I'm getting these questions on Twitter about Steven Adams. Someone just brought up Kevin Love. No shot. No thank you.
So that Kevin Love trade rumor?
I don't see how that makes sense.
Would you swap Gordon Hayward for Kevin
Love? No, I would not do that.
The guy, you just said he's soft.
No, doesn't matter. Oh, just because he's
soft. A shot in the nose.
He called him soft. Not that Kevin Love's the toughest dude in the world.
That's a good
point.
Did either of you watch, like, I know it would have been tough if you're not getting paid to do it. Did either of you watch like 2 seconds of the Cavs-Celtics games the other night?
Yeah, Monday night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but did you see how uninvested Kevin Love was out there?
Well, wouldn't you be uninvested for Cleveland?
I would want to put on a good show.
Yeah, but people know what he is. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. But do they add a big?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, the what I'm having trouble figuring out now is who exactly they're going to move on from. You know, obviously, ideally, you want to maybe move on from a Langford if you don't feel that good about the pick
now. What's up with that, by the way?
That's another
one.
Is
that already a bust, or is that way too
early? No, I mean, it's too early, but I'm not confident in it. You want to talk about someone who's getting hurt left and right.
But they drafted him, and he was hurt, and that was their first pick. All their other rookies have, like, played a little bit. Mm-hmm. They've given you something. He was the guy that you drafted over all of them. I don't know. I mean, bust off is too early, but it's mirroring N'Keal Harry already.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, you look at, like, Brandon Clark, who the Grizzlies have, and that's one I keep hammering on. He's looked good for them. He's hurt right now, too, but he's looked good. Passed up on him. Could have easily had him. Mm-hmm. Tybal, you could have had him. We're going to see him tonight.
Yeah, and that was one at the time that people thought he looked more NBA ready, and you could have plugged him right in. But
the only thing about Langford is he's significantly younger. I think Clark's, like, 23, and Langford just turned 20.
Right. Well, I mean, aren't you guys ignoring the elephant in the room? You got a 7'6" big guy waiting in the wings.
Great point, Dale. You couldn't have a bigger guy available to
I don't think you could, but I don't think he's ready. Yeah. He's shown signs. I know everybody wants Taco, but he's just...
Taco!
He's shown signs that he will be, I think, somewhat of a piece that can help, but he gets fatigued very easily. I've seen in Maine when he logs major minutes.
Well, the altitude in Maine is through the roof. What do you want from him? Oh, yeah, isn't it, Dale? Is it like two miles above sea level up there?
Yeah,
so
no,
he's wiped out.
In Portland, it's not very high.
You know what? I didn't want to have to do this, but there's a chance I might have been wrong about something. There's a chance, Dale.
Wait a minute.
There's a chance, Dale.
There an alarm?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm really fully ready to go there.
Now I thought I made a mistake, but I was mistaken.
I don't know yet. That's true. Was I wrong about Jaylen Brown?
I mean, he looks outstanding.
I did not like the draft pick of Jaylen Brown. I wanted Buddy Hield. I wanted Jamal Murray. Yep. I wanted them to trade the pick. I wanted them to do whatever. They ended up with Jaylen Brown, and I said, this isn't going to work. And for the first couple of years, I think I looked kind of right. But again, it's really early, and a lot of guys struggle their first few years in the league. And I just thought, he's never going to be an all-star. Maybe he'll be he's already proven he's an NBA starter, but could he be an all-star? And man, year four in the
wrong
league right now for him? Man, I don't know if he's going to be an all-star this year. I tried doing the exercise of all the guys that are going to make it in the East, which is, again, watered down talent-wise compared to the West.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaylen Brown... I feel dirty saying this. Better than I thought he's going
to
be.
He deserves to be in the All-Star game right now with the way things have gone.
You think so?
But also, I mean, Spencer Dinwiddie does for the Brooklyn Nets, and he's not getting into the All-Star game.
No.
So, I mean,
is Malcolm Brogdon an All-Star who we saw last night? He's got to
be
close.
He could be. Yeah. I mean, of all the guys over there in Indiana, I would say probably him over Sabonis and Turner right now, personally.
It's like, and this is a fun exercise, but it's like Giannis and Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Andre Drummond has crazy numbers.
Yeah, I think he'd get
in. He'd probably get in there as a big. Bradley Beal.
Kemba should get in.
Kemba would get in. That's already like seven. Oh, Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, he's
that's
lock.
Eight guys.
Lock in my book.
No Kyrie, which is nice. Although Kyrie might get voted in,
yeah,
though.
He can get voted in.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You would hate that so bad.
But, like, he's knocking on the door. Like, he might be one of the first. He and Tatum are both in there. If you could only put one guy in the All-Star game between Tatum and Brown, who would it be?
If I was voting, I would put Brown in. But okay. I think that Tatum will, for some reason, get the vote still because everybody still seems to favor him over Brown.
He's a little more flashy. And
exactly. But it's just,
he averages one more point per game. Tatum than Brown. And wouldn't you think Tatum's the offensive guy and Brown's
sort
of the
field goal percentage, Keith?
Field goal percentage is off the charts. Tatum shoots 41%. Brown shoots 50%.
Yeah, it's not even close. He's in way smarter shots. He's not taking as many threes. I get Tatum's better from long range. But even then, Brown hasn't been that bad from three either. Especially compared to last year.
No, I mean, he's not Buddy Hield, but he is. He's knocking down his threes. Yeah, he's much more efficient than Jason Tatum is.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's been great for them, and defensively he does it too, and he has a much better feel for the game, and I think his ball handling is what's made a big difference for him too, because over the years are just...
Do you think, and this is another one of the big issues I think they had and will have all year, but it sort of got interrupted because of the Gordon Hayward injury. Walker, Tatum, Brown, Hayward, can they all succeed? Because you saw when Hayward went down, it was actually kind of easy. Walker, Tatum, Brown could all score 20. There's room for all of them to score 20. It's like a poor man's version of Curry, Durant, and Thompson. Like, they all get the shots that they want.
A real poor man's
version. All right. I just said how good Jaylen Brown is. I don't need to trash on him. But those three, I mean, but you at least know in an NBA game, especially in 2019, where teams score 110 points per game, you can easily have three guys in the 20s. Can you have four? No. I don't think you can have four. And I feel like Hayward, if he was just plucked into a random team, Hayward strikes me as a 20-point-per-game scorer.
Yeah, I would say so.
So does Walker, so does Tatum, and turns out, so does Jaylen Brown.
Definitely.
Can those four guys, and I think specifically Brown and Hayward, can they all coexist offensively?
I think so. The thing is with Hayward is he's shown that he can be deferential. The problem is when he's so deferential to the point that opponents don't think he's going to shoot. Like that's when they just sag off on him. The passes aren't there. I mean, I saw one play last night. This was like a few before the McDermott hit. He was like just driving. He was going around the paint. He went in, went back out. He's just like he's not looking for a shot.
It's like
at
a globetrotter drill.
You go 4 for 8 in 25 minutes. You got to shoot more than that.
He had a game. Was it against Cleveland earlier this year where he didn't miss a shot?
Yeah,
Gordon Hayward was like 16 for 16 or something insane. And I'm like, he's really good offensively. I think he's still better than Brown, and he might be better than Tatum.
He is. He's better than both of them. Definitely.
He's better offensively than both guys, and yet he
But he's a better facilitator than both of them, too.
Right. But he's also he's turned into the fourth banana on offense, I don't think he should be.
The thing is, though, he's so much better at, I think, so much better at facilitating than the other two. I think he's a little bit better than Kemba at that, too.
Passing? He might be.
I mean, Kemba's, don't get me wrong, he's fine at it, but I just think that Hayward is so comfortable with not necessarily being the guy that it, sometimes to his detriment, but I think that it helps the Celtics for the most part. And the other thing is, too, Keith, that these guys all can get 20 on a given night, like you said, but they've shown that, you know, when one of them is off, they will kind of defer to the other. Sometimes you got to work through that.
I feel like Tatum's the worst at that.
At
knowing that it's not his night.
Yeah,
like
I would
Tatum,
say so.
There's going to be more 4 for 13s from the field from Tatum than there would be the other guys.
Yeah, exactly. But when that's when Hayward needs to identify he's struggling. I need to step up and not look for him maybe as often and try and shoot more. Like last night when he only took 8. I mean, you shoot 50%. You cannot only take 8 shots in 25 minutes.
That's definitely true. But, and he also can't foul out if you're Jaylen Brown.
That was...
You know that Gordon Hayward's out. He's not coming back. And, I don't know, you have 5 fouls. You gotta cool out a little bit.
Yeah.
They're going to need you. You're one of the few options they have left. You can't be fouling out.
No disrespect to the mid-range game, because I still love it. But that's a shot you want to give up. Why are you getting elevated? I know that was just a dumb mistake
on
his part.
Yeah.
But...
Let's get to some calls with you guys. Tom's in Dartmouth. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I was just calling in about Gordon Hayward. Basically, I just wanted to say that I'm just tired of him. You know, ever since he's been here, it's one thing or another. He has no killer instinct, at least not consistently. And, yeah, I feel like he's just a drain on our team emotionally and statistically.
A drain? Wow. He's missed a lot of games. I'll give you that. The team has played 23 games. He's only played in 10. I think when he's been out there, he's actually been really good. He started the year out. I was like, this is great. This is Utah, Gordon Hayward. He's back to being like an all-star type of player. I don't think he's a drain.
An emotional drain.
Where did he come up with that?
No shot. I don't know where that's coming from at all. I mean, the only issue with me last year, you could say there was somewhat of a drain because he wasn't ready. But that's really it. That's a weird one.
One of the other questions that came up with Gordon Hayward was, will he opt out of his contract at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
We always assume they will.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Then
Woj
JD Martinez.
The other day.
Right. Then JD Martinez doesn't.
Yeah. That one was.
Yeah. That was surprising. Yeah. No, but we played that. Fryer had Woj on, and there's just so much money to be had out there. But he needs to stay healthy. Like, he needs to put it together. You can't have. What if he plays 40 games or 50 games this year? Is he really going to opt out of $30 million?
You wouldn't think.
I don't think he's going to see that money. And then you got next year where there's a huge free agent.
Although I was shocked at how much money Al Horford got. I thought he was going to be one of the few examples of, I'm opting in, I want to cash this check, and then maybe get one last contract. But he made a ton of money from Philly, and there were other teams that were bidding for him. But that whole thing about Gordon Hayward and how his four-year deal could boil down to just this season.
That would be wild.
Like, that might be what it is.
On the Horford point, yeah. I don't know how much you've gotten to watch them, but I've leaked past now, so I have that benefit.
Oh, brag.
But one thing that I've noticed with them is they seem like, kind of like the Celtics from last year. They struggle on the road. They're hot for like four games, and they're cold for like four more. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's kind of weird that that's happening to Horford 2 years in a row? On different teams.
Well, the guy mentioned Killer Instinct about Hayward. Mm. Couldn't you maybe mention that about Al Horford?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just,
I would think so.
Everybody, they all like him. They all say they like him. That's my guy. With Jalen saying and all that stuff. It's just strange that would happen on teams he's involved in.
Yeah. Did you hear Shaquille O'Neal, was it last night, about Joel Embiid? Both Shaq and Barkley have been ripping Joel Embiid, being like, listen, if you want to be the super duper star, you got to score more than 22 points. You got to be doing more than, you got to like lead your team to be a lot better than they are. So I wonder if Embiid will respond tonight with like a 50-point game.
That would be, you can let him score 50 points. I've seen 50-point teams lose.
That's true. Yeah, give me the, this is Shaq right from last night.
Ernie, I always use the word G14 classification. What that means to me is when you have two guys that have been where you're trying to go, can't be criticism. It can only be information. Kareem used to criticize me all the time, but I'm like, he's right. He's giving me information on how to get to the next level. If we're like all these other people who do sports shows, that's criticism. We're not criticizing. We're telling you, you could be great. You ain't playing hard enough. 22 ain't enough to get you to the next level. You want to be great or you want to be good? If you want to be good, keep getting 22 points. You want to be great? Give me 28. Give me 30. You want to be great? Watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is. He wants to be great.
What's free?
He wants to be great.
Yeah. Kind of distracted from the point there. And so Joel Embiid had a response. John, is that what you're saying? What are you doing?
Joel, what's your thoughts about Charles Barkley and Shaq saying about you criticizing you for your game?
That's what they do. Maybe they're right. But I do think they're right. I think I need to, be more aggressive. Just look to impose myself, just look to dominate, I think.
Yeah, I've heard enough. All right, so he's just sort of like, he's not really going to challenge these guys because he's actually pretty entertaining. Like on Twitter, he is it Carl Anthony Towns that he hates?
Oh, yeah.
They go at each other, and like he's chirping at guys on Twitter, but Shaq and Barkley, he's like, yeah, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right.
Watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Good job, Nick. Text says Nick is an idiot. You've arrived, my friend.
There you go. Yes. Welcome aboard.
Kevin's on the
cell
phone.
You can join us anytime.
Yes!
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
All right. How are we doing, gentlemen?
What's going on?
Doing all right.
Well, I believe you saw why I called, so I'm just wondering if Keith would like to give that up now.
Kevin, listen. So, hold on. I admitted I was wrong, and now you're asking for an apology?
I think it's only fair.
On the same day, I can't go home and have a couple of brew dogs?
Listen, put it this way. Yeah. You can bring a horse to water, but I got to wait for him to drink before I can reward him.
Well, I'm not thirsty, Kevin.
Well, you should be.
The argument
you're watching Brown play, and now
He's pretty good.
Now you're finally coming around.
I know. Kevin, you were right. I was wrong. You're good looking. I'm not attractive.
Something I never thought I'd hear Keith do.
You're apologize. Smart. I'm
he
dumb.
Didn't apologize. He just said he was right and he
He's
was
right.
wrong.
Chime, chime. Kevin, the old argument was what? Marcus Smart versus Jaylen Brown, and I think I took Marcus Smart.
You did.
It takes a big man to admit that he was wrong. Maybe the biggest man.
Okay, Baker
none
Mayfield.
None of you cowards would ever admit that you were wrong. Here I am, putting my life on the line.
You can lead a horse to water, but remember what a wet horse smells like. Taylor's in New Hampshire. Hey, Taylor.
How's it going, guys?
Well, it could be better.
I'll give you a quick couple points here. Well, Kim is first, surprisingly, the best thing about him is get the rap pretty good.
Yeah.
I like how he does that.
Yeah.
And then, so Gordon Hayward is the most efficient or productive offensive player. He does make the offense flow way better when he's out there than anybody else on the team. His passing, his shooting is just as good, if not better, than anybody else. It's just his aggressiveness. But it's perfect because Tatum should be that guy that's more aggressive. But they all are horrible on defense. Jaylen Brown's supposed to be the best defender, but he has dumb hands. Like, they just are always in bad basketball position. They're just like, they just hang there. He doesn't have very smart hands.
I don't know if they're horrible at defense. I'm actually more surprised that Kemba is not. I thought Kemba was going to be inept defensively. Kemba's, I just assumed he was an offensive guy, but he's like taking charges. Like, he's actually been pretty good.
He's one of the best in the league at taking charges.
Yeah.
He's best on the Celtics for being sure.
If Tatum put his offensive effort into the defensive end, he'd be one of the best players in the league.
You know, the thing with Tatum, I understand he's not a very good on-ball defender. I'm not going to argue you there. But at the same time, he's very good at cutting through the passing lanes and forces turnovers a fair amount. And that's because of Brown and Smart and what they do defensively.
I think the loss of Horford, who's a really good defender, both on-ball and team defender, he was gone. And you looked at some of the guys that they were replacing with, and you thought the overall defense would suffer, and I don't think it really has. Like, Daniel Tice has been good.
He's been good, but, I mean, you still need another big.
Honestly,
if they had Baines still, that would be perfect.
Baines would be nice, but the thing is, their best five-man lineup is very small.
Yes.
Whereas, like, the team they're playing tonight, their best five-man lineup is enormous. Like, it's night and day.
Eric's in Framingham. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. I just want to get your takes on, you know, I see that Javonte Green has been limited moments, limited minutes, and I think Brad Stevens, I don't know what's going on, but I think you should put him in more rather than, you know, putting in Carson Edwards or Grant Williams. To me, I see him having a lot of potential, and I understand that, like, of course, the rookies are getting confidence and a little bit more experience, but I think putting in Javonte Green will help him out, like you said, with short stature. Like, I guess he's 6'4", but I think it'd be utilizing him more. I just want to get your take on that, guys. Thanks.
Dale, when you woke up this morning, did you expect to hear a Javonte Green call?
I was pretty sure I wouldn't hear.
Because you got one. But I'll tell you what, Nick, I don't know how you feel about it. I don't think he's that far
off. I blame Nick.
Nick brings in the Javonte Green calls.
You're welcome.
I think he has been, when he's been put out there, better than some of those other rookies, don't you think?
I think he's solid. I think he's been better. Look, Edwards, we were all high on in the preseason. I mean, he shot the lights out against the Cavs and everything.
Right.
But he's, you know, he's going up to Maine. He needs that. I wouldn't play Javonte over Grant Williams necessarily. I think he's a much better defender.
Yeah.
But Danny Ainge does see a lot of Tony Allen in Javonte Green. So,
right.
I mean, there's definitely something there, and giving him minutes, fine. But
could he get some of, like, Ogilvy's minutes or something?
Not now. Shemmy's been damn good. Shemmy's been better than Grant Williams has. I trust him.
Yeah, more. I don't know how great Grant Williams is going to be.
I think he'll be fine.
I kind of like Tremont Waters when he played the one game.
Oh, yes. Five out is very pro Tremont Waters.
There you go.
He's a stud.
I like Tremont.
Yeah. Neil's in Mattapan. Hey, Neil.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, I want to just put a note. Like, Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward, they're the only veterans on that team that knows anything. They face Kobe Bryant. And
what about Marcus Smart?
No, he's not. Gordon Hayward is almost in his prime, out his prime. He's at the end of his career where he should be playing like his A off. You know what I mean? He should be working for a contract. He should be leading that team.
Who should be?
He's the best player on the team that knows anything about, like, basketball. Those guys need to follow him.
Hayward.
Stop being so laid back.
All right.
Well, I don't think they are. I don't think they are being laid back. I don't think Hayward is either. Hayward is just, he gets injured very easily, it seems like. That's all.
So he's suggesting that the only guy who knows anything about basketball is
Rich Keefe.
Gordon Hayward. No.
Gordon Hayward. Yeah. Kanter's been in the league 1 year less than.
You know who the oldest player? You know who the oldest player on the Celtics is? Fryer, you probably do know. Or if you don't, it's a trivia question for you as well. Dale, if you want, if anybody, Shime, if you want to weigh in.
Kemba Walker.
Nope. It's not Kemba Walker.
Is
Glenn?
Is it Kanter?
It's not Kanter.
Is it not Hayward?
It's not Hayward. You, I said you had one guess. You just blew through that.
No.
It is Brad Wanamaker.
Your
Brad,
boy.
Brad Wanamaker, my guy, is the only player who's 30. Everybody else is under 30.
Keith rocking his number 9 jersey.
There you go.
Love it.
Nice.
Nice player.
Hey, it looks good on you.
Nick Fryer, an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Five Out Podcast. And where can we follow you on Twitter?
@Nick_Fryer.
And check him out on WEEI.com.
When we come back on the other side, we've got the highlights, the best of the Zach Taylor conference call.
Oh, my God.
We'll get back to your calls as well. Dale and Keith in Time to Trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
We'll get right back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Wednesday is conference call day in the National Football League. That means that the coach gets on the phone with the media in the city they're going to play this week. So Zach Taylor, Cincinnati Bengals coach, was on the line with the Patriots media.
How'd he do?
Today.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you an idea.
Hi, Zach. Just wanted to get your general thoughts on the Patriots and the videotaping situation.
I have no comment on that.
Coach, it's been reported here as well as in Cincinnati that you were livid over, or members of Kansas City's coaching staff and organization were livid over the episode. Is that true?
I have no comment on that.
Zach, do you believe the Patriots' explanation for this whole thing, that it was a honest mistake?
I don't have any comment on any of that stuff.
Has anyone from the Patriots organization reached out to you about it just to clear the air?
I don't have any comment on any of that.
Zach, why do you believe it's in your best interest not to have a comment at any point on this ongoing incident that's, you know, affected your team?
Because this is a tough opponent right now, and we're devoting all of our time to making sure we're prepared, and so that's where all of our focus has been on.
I mean, your time now is spent with us, though.
It is, and I have no comment.
Do you regret anything, how this all transpired?
No.
No regrets. Okay. Zach Taylor story. What?
Pretty much covers it, don't you think?
They really did try to, you know, push him into the corner a little bit there. They're like,
Karen right. Garigian was really pressing him.
Well, and then the other guy who was like, well, you know, you're dealing with us right now, so what's the deal? Or why do you think it's in your best interest to have no comment? Because it's a good team we're playing. Is it more of a distraction for Cincinnati than New England this week?
No, and to the reporter's point, well, you're on the phone with us right now.
Yeah.
You're not working on your game.
That's what always drives me nuts when they're like, guys, all they do is they eat, sleep, and drink the playbook. Like, they never do anything. They never actually sleep. They never actually eat something. But yeah. They drive to the facility. Like, there's definitely time where you can do stuff. So Zach Taylor has to spend 10 minutes with the New England media. He's not diving through game tape right now. And so, yeah, this whole thing has also become an issue for them to deal with.
That's exactly what Bill Belichick would do. He'd just say different words.
Yeah, he would.
I mean, he basically did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I got nothing more to add on it. That was his no comment.
He wouldn't even let you get the question out.
Nope, he cut you right off. That's when you know he's mad, is when he jumps and he just dives
right
in.
I do not have anything to add.
I do not have anything to add. That's a nicer way of no comment, isn't it?
Same thing.
I have no comment on that.
I have no comment on that. All right,
do
Zach.
Not have anything to add.
Oh, I have no comment on that.
Do you think Cincinnati gives Zach Taylor the Marvin Lewis-like lifetime contract?
I would guess no one will ever get that again. Wouldn't you think?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, that was a lot. I mean, he at least made the playoffs sometimes. It's not like he was like Jason Garrett where he's barely making the playoffs.
617-779-7937. Phil's up in Maine. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Phil.
What's going on?
Not too much. Hey, just want to say this real quick, talking about the Belichick thing. Basically, I think the producer of that show, if he doesn't know what the hell's going on and doesn't know enough to tell these guys, hey, look, this is what we can do. This is what you need to go down and do. Don't do this. Then that guy, his ass should be gone. And as far as, like, the scout, the advanced scout, you're there to do a job. You know what you can do and you can't do. If you've got guys that you know are coming around to tape you doing your job and whatever else, the last thing I would want them to do is do anything that would jeopardize any concerns towards my organization or how we do our job.
I don't think he was anywhere near them. You know, they had done the interview with him in the back of the press box before the game.
Right.
They weren't looking over his shoulder while he's making notes. He wouldn't have allowed them
to. Yeah, it wasn't his job to monitor them, right? They're just, like, filming him, and he's doing his thing. But he's not in charge of that. He's got nothing to do with that.
Should have been more explicit the producer. I mean, I don't know who the producer's boss is, but somebody had to say, listen, you can go do this, but here are the things you can do and the things you can't do.
No, I think they really just screwed it up. And outside of the, you know, the same group of people who are known as the absolute Patriot haters and at any turn are going to rip the Patriots for whatever and, you know, ask for all kinds of punishments, everybody else is looking at this and saying, yeah, this looks bad because it's the Patriots and it's filming again, but it does seem like just a stupid mistake by somebody or a couple of somebodies who didn't know any better.
Andy's in Easton. Hey, Andy.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was on the air now. So I just wanted to talk about the Celtics. I mean, you guys were just talking football for a while, but let me tell you, Hayward?
Yeah.
Is the least athletic of the bunch. And the one that can least get a shot on his own. And I think going through Brown, going through Tatum, and going through Kemba is the best option for the Celtics moving forward.
You think Jaylen Brown creates his own shot better than Hayward does?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hayward is so slow. Watch him play. He's slow.
I've watched him play. Confident. I mean, he was able to score 20 points a game with the Jazz, and that was one of the slowest, worst offenses in basketball, and he was able to do that then. He could score in a variety of ways.
This is with the Celtics. He's not the same player.
What's your point? Yeah, he was the only option on the Jazz. It should have been even easier to defend him then, and he scored 20 points a game.
Yeah, but he was quicker then. He's not as fast as he used to be.
Yeah, but this year he was showing that he could still attack the basket. He was going to the basket more than the other guys were. I feel like the other guys all settle for outside shots more than Hayward does.
I think Brown takes it to the hoop just as much as Hayward.
What about Tatum and Kemba? Tatum's out there shooting elbow shots.
Absolutely. Tatum will try to shoot his way out of a slump, where Hayward and Brown usually don't. They'll just play as the game comes to them.
Yeah.
And this is why Kemba is the best player on that team. And he showed it last night.
Oh, I know. Everybody thinks that. I don't think there's any argument there. I think Kemba's definitely the best player that they have. Now, I think the hope is that Tatum or Brown would pass them by. But, no, Kemba's the best player. I think we're,
that's why they went and got him.
Yeah, and I think individually though, Hayward can have some big offensive games, and he's still a really good complete offensive player. But no, I mean, no argument for me. Kemba's their best guy.
617-779-7937. A texter wanted to know why I didn't mention when we were talking Bruins a few minutes ago about Zdeno Chara fighting Tom Wilson. I didn't mention it just because it didn't come up. Mm-hmm. Tom Wilson gave him a cross check across the arms. In fact, broke his stick across Zdeno Chara's arms. So did Zdeno Chara tried to beat the crap out of him. There aren't anybody not wearing Washington Capitals uniforms in the NHL who wouldn't be cheering for Chara in a fight against Tom Wilson, a notorious cheap shot artist in
yeah.
the league.
Yeah. And again, if you want to go after Chara, you deserve to get, you know, what's coming your way.
And for the most part, you're going to get it if you mm-hmm. do fight with him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One quick note, we were talking about the Patriots on the practice field and the fact that Isaiah Wynn is not out there.
Yeah, what's up?
Tucker Boynton put some statistics together.
Oh, boy.
With Isaiah Wynn, Patriots are averaging 110 rushing yards a game, 4.1 yards a carry. Without Wynn in the game, 86 yards per game, 3.3 yards per carry.
Bill yeah. Marshall's done a good job.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet this year. But maybe he'll get an opportunity if he's not there on Thursday. That's not a good sign.
We don't know why he's not at practice, or at least the media portion of the practice. Maybe it's something simple.
Maybe it is. Now, last week, I believe he was one of the guys that had an illness, like the whole team did. But I think Wynn was on there for that. I don't know. We don't know what it is. We'll find out probably later today.
Mike's in Lynn. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing? I've been listening to you guys for a while. First time caller. I love what you guys are doing, man. It makes my drive a lot better.
Thanks.
I just wanted to bring up so with all this going on over Brady's career here in Boston, I mean, do you not think this adds a little bit more to maybe his decision-making in the offseason? He kind of wants to distance himself from all this stereotypes that's hurting his kind of hurting his legacy, just like, you know, Belichick's obsessed with his. I mean, he kind of wants to distance himself from this and go to a team where there's no scandals and maybe the media is not as prejudiced against him.
Maybe. I mean, I think he's still going to be covered in a similar way just because it's Brady. And you talk about the scandals. Well, he was right at the center of one of them. You know, Belichick's never missed any games because of something.
My guess is at some point Belichick had a conversation with Brady during one of their many meetings this week and said, look, this is what happened. We had nothing to do with this. And I think Brady probably understood that anyway.
Yeah, I think Brady's gone after this year like a lot of people do. I don't think this really impacts it one way or the other. You know, I don't think he looks at this, you know, a screw-up by somebody in Kraft Sports Productions and is like, oh, yeah, see, I'm making the right decision. I'm definitely gone.
Each of the NFL teams have announced their nominees for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The Patriots have nominated Kyle Van Noy, and this has to do, obviously, with charitable work, service in the community, things like that. Unfortunately, when the New York Giants announced that Nate Solder was their nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, they also revealed that Solder's 4-year-old son recently underwent surgery to remove a tumor and is currently undergoing his third round of chemotherapy.
Oh, my God.
First diagnosed at the age of 3 months.
Right.
And it would appear that Nate Solder's son is back in the middle of it again. And
terrible.
I know Patriots fans are united in wishing he and his wife and their son all the best. What else you got's coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now
back to Dan and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's grab a couple of stories that we missed earlier in the show.
What else you got?
Rich?
Yeah, so this is just a bad idea. We mentioned before how...
I mean, the segment or...
Yeah, maybe. Oh, okay. No, but specifically this that I'm going to mention within the segment. Talk about how in Hollywood, it's basically just remakes and sequels.
Yep.
Maybe the occasional prequel, but it's all old
ideas.
They're
out of ideas.
They're fresh out of ideas. You know what movie does not need to be remade or rebooted? It'd be Home Alone. Yeah. One of the great Christmas movies of all time. I watched it again recently. I try to watch it every December. I absolutely love
Somebody
Home Alone.
Somebody tried to make a case for Home Alone 2 being a great sequel.
It is a great sequel. That was Raycroft.
That was Razorbeam.
Yeah.
The Razor said it was the best sequel of all time, which was aggressive.
Let's not get slappy.
Very aggressive. I kind of commented on it.
Yeah, he needs to calm down maybe just a little bit. But it's a good film. I like it very much. Now, they did like a third and a fourth that I don't think did much. But Disney Plus, which I am a subscriber to, they got some good stuff like The Mandalorian. They are rebooting Home Alone with Archie Yates, Ellie Kemper, and Rob Delaney. Archie Yates was in Jojo Rabbit, which apparently is great. I haven't seen it
yet. Awesome movie.
So John says it's awesome. I'll take his word for it.
I don't know if I would.
So he is not playing... Yeah, that's fine. He's not playing Kevin McAllister, as originally portrayed by Macaulay Culkin. He's going to be...
I think it ruined Macaulay Culkin's life.
It didn't ruin his life.
He became this star, and the next thing you know, other stuff's happening.
But he was already in Uncle Buck. He was then in Home Alone 1 and 2. He did The Good Son. He did, what's the one with the girl?
Succession.
My Girl?
Succession. My Girl. Thank you, Shime.
He also didn't grow up very good.
No, I mean, what child star did? All right, that's distracting.
Looks-wise. He didn't grow
what the hell
into himself
mean, looks-wise?
Well.
What's wrong with Macaulay Culkin?
You know, that's guy. The most often told... I'm often told I look like Macaulay Culkin if I am told I look like someone.
That's
very insulting high school.
I don't see that at all.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
I don't see it at all. But he is going to play, as the write-up says, he's going to play a new character, this kid, in a similar premise to the original franchise. It was initially reported that Ellie Kemper and Rob Delaney were going to play his parents, but now they're going to be playing somebody else. So I guess there's been a lot of misinformation about it.
Sticky Bandits?
That would be great. They'd be a good Wet Bandits, Sticky Bandits type of thing. But a Home Alone reboot is something we do not need.
What else you got?
So our buddy Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, has a podcast.
We all have podcasts.
Matt Cassel was on the Pat's Talk podcast with Tom E. Curran. And had this reaction to the latest Spygate allegations.
It was in week two. Came off the Jets, in which we absolutely dominated them. And so then all the speculation, everything else came out. And I think that we were all kind of shocked at how it took on a life of its own. I mean, it was a big joke is what it was in terms. Look, I'm on the headset and I could hear every call that went into the ball game. And there was never once a situation where they're sitting there going, hey, be ready. It's going to be cover two, or they're bringing a max pressure or anything like that. The best thing that possibly could have happened is we came out, you know, for the rest of the season after the knowledge that, you know, the Spygate took place and everybody was saying, well, that's why they won the Super Bowls. That's why they had all this success and just absolutely dominated for the rest of the year.
So he said this could be the best thing that happened.
I'll tell you, they've
precursor
responded
to a 7-game win streak.
Yeah, they've responded very well in the past.
He was talking about the 07 allegations,
right?
Obviously.
Well, then they were like pissed off, but they were also equipped to embarrass teams.
Yeah.
They had Randy Moss. They had Wes Welker on down the line.
Tom Brady.
This team doesn't have all of that stuff. So this could end up proving to be like a little bit more motivation. Again, I think it kind of helped them too that they got out to this great start. Everybody was saying how this is the best defense of all time. And then, well, wait a minute. Baltimore is able to run up and down on them. You know, Deshaun Watson looked good against them. They lose to the Chiefs. All of a sudden you're saying, oh, maybe this team isn't as good, which all could kind of feed into them using that as motivation. They seem to do it every single year, even when they have to make stuff up. Now they don't need to make stuff up.
Oh no, they got the real thing.
And you lop you toss in Spygate 2 into the mix, and sure, why not?
If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the rewind feature. Text APP to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply.
How you feeling, Dale?
Great.
Sound great.
Yeah, sound really good.
So tomorrow we have Michael Irvin, and I'm being told that we might have him right out of the chute.
10:05 for Michael Irvin.
So He may be on with Greg Hill, depending on what
happens. You'll be walking onto a plane.
I was
going
to say the chances of you being on at 10:05.
Greg might have to stay. We might have to push that whole commercial break to
Michael
time.
Irvin will be on WEI at 10:05.
That's good. Right? Good call. So we have Michael Irvin tomorrow. Probably Devin McCourty, because Jason McCourty...
Actually, been injured for like a month.
Yeah, but he played last week.
He was
week,
limited
though.
In practice today, so we'll see. We'll confirm.
Yeah, but he played. So anyway, we'll have
It was supposed to be a Devin week anyway.
All right. We got week in review. Shime's going to give us more money tomorrow. I can't wait for how much money he gives everybody. What'd you say?
He just said a full sentence with his mic off.
Forgot to turn his mic on.
Press the wrong button.
We'll have his mic on tomorrow.
It's
That's
going
a promise.
Great.
That is a promise to you, the listener.
I don't know. Last time, you Mutt did pretty well that entire
time. Yeah, we did. That's a good point.
OMF is coming up next. See ya.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is.
That's all, folks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.